All right, tell me this. What's the most frustrating thing about your podcast? Choosing a topic? Nah. Choosing the right equipment? Nah. Recording? Editing? Nah. The most frustrating thing about your podcast is probably growing your audience. Yes, all day, yes. Growing your podcast audience can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. So today, on the Delaware Blogger podcast, I want to share 10 tips that will help you to grow your podcast audience. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Delaware Blogger podcast. This is episode 350. And on this podcast, I bring you podcasting pointers, tips, and hints that help you leave your long-lasting legacy by simply using your voice. Now, a new episode drops every Saturday at 10 a.m., but I took off the last two Saturdays to celebrate my cousin's birthday in the Bronx and then my 62nd birthday at a park, right? Long story, different story for a different day. But if you want to sponsor a show, please send an email to me at info@ablakeenterprises.com. So let's get started. Growing your audience, increasing your downloads can be frustrating, and that may even cause you to want to throw in the towel, to quit. But don't. Take a listen to these tips, and if any of them resonates with you, let me know because they may just help you to grow your audience, especially as a new podcaster. So let's start with the first one. Number one, create quality content. Remember, we talked about this. Don't start a podcast just to hear yourself talk. Quality content is key to growing your podcast audience. Make sure, regardless of your topic, that it's well researched, well written, and engaging. Now, if you are a quote and unquote guru or an expert, fine, but make sure that you're open-minded because you're talking to your audience. You want to include them. It's not all about me, I. It's about your listeners, your audience. Number two, the promotion. The promotion of your podcast has to be on social media, in forums, communities, word of mouth, flyers, brochure. Let people know that you are a podcaster. And if you meet someone or you connect with somebody at a networking event, hey, you want to be on my podcast? You would be a great guest on my podcast. Let people know that you have a podcast. Word of mouth becomes world of mouth. So let people know. Promote, promote, promote. Number three, leverage your network. If you're joining groups, reach out to those networks, reach out to those friends, those family, those colleagues. Let them help you spread the word about your podcast. And that's one thing that really perturbs me. We will share information about the latest and greatest of a celebrity, but we won't do it for our own friends, our own circle. Break out of that. Share your content with people that are going to be supportive of you and be supportive of them. Even if you just listen to their podcast and you're doing something else, at least you've downloaded, at least you're listening. Those numbers are going to be reflected and it's going to increase their promotion, their downloads. So if you have a friend, you're my friend. Listen to my podcast, share my podcast, go on and do something else. I don't care if you listen to the whole thing, but listen and share it. When I post it on social media, like it, share, do the things that are really easy and cheap. It costs you nothing, nothing, zero out of your pocket. Number four, SEO. That's right, search engine optimization. I've talked about this before. Optimize your podcast for the search engines, for the Google bots, using keywords and phrases in your titles and your descriptions. We've got artificial intelligence, and you can ask it Give me some keywords, give me some titles, give me some descriptions to help me optimize my podcast by using these words. What is it that people are looking for? When you think about going to Google and you want to learn, let's say I've used this analogy before. If you want to learn how to boil an egg, make sure that, you know, how to and boil egg is in your title so that when someone is searching, your show is going to come up. Number five, if you don't have it, please, 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 please do it. Create a website or a blog. Create that website for your podcast and use it to promote your podcast and to provide additional content. Do you have merch that you want to sell? Do you have links to tickets that, whatever the case may be, the written content is going to be inclusive of that information. That can't be in an audio. So have a blog, have a website, have a house, a foundation for your episodes so that they can be shared forever and ever and ever in perpetuity. And just like I said, with those SEO, that's going to help you to optimize your podcast in the written content. Number six, podcast directories. Submit your podcast to directories. All directories, Google all directories. Yes, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, you know, Amazon, Audible. Those are the big guys. But look for the little guys too, because you never know. Someone may be listening to you there as well. Just like television stations. Not everybody watches ABC. Not everybody watches NBC. Some people watch the smaller networks. So include those smaller networks when you're adding your podcast to these directories. Number seven, a newsletter, a monthly newsletter, a weekly newsletter. Let your listeners know, keeping up to date on those new episodes and content. Schedule it for a Sunday morning when people are just scrolling through their smartphone. Let that newsletter be what they see for the first time. If they're unlike me, I read in the Bible, I read my scriptures, I write in my journal. But for those that are just scrolling through the feed, Sunday morning is the best time to hit their email inboxes. So create a newsletter again that's giving you more opportunity to promote your podcast. Number eight, engage with your listeners. Hey guys, what do you like? What do you want me to do? Is there something that you want me to talk about? Is there something that, you know, I might have missed? Respond to those comments and questions and thank them for listening. Even when people just like and share your content, make a comment. Thank you for liking my podcast episode. Thank you for sharing. Even if they haven't done it, thank them for doing something. So as you're out there sharing this content, make sure that you are responding to your listeners. Here's another great one, which I recently did with Lion Flood. Collaborate with other podcasters. That's right. Collaborate with other podcasters so that you can cross promote each other's shows, right? Redesign Your Life is a podcast that Lion Flood has. I was on his show. He was on my show. So collaborate to share with other podcasters to grow your audience. And last, but certainly not least, number 10, don't just go into this blindly. Take a look at your analytics. Analyze your audience. Look at that data. Who's listening to your podcast? What content did they listen to most? Use that so that you know in the future that you can use the content that is resonating most with your listening audience. Don't do this blindly. This is not just, you know, a hit it and a quit it and just talking about if you want to be successful. You know, all of this, we all started as a hobby. You know, we can turn that hobby into a jobby. So just, you know, follow one or two of these tips. If you've done it and it works, let me know. If you've done it, it didn't work, let me know that as well. I want you to grow your podcast. I want you to have a successful podcast. And if any of these tips helped you out, let me know. And I want to thank you. I always thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And again, if anything that you found that I've said is of interest to you, subscribe to the Delaware Blogger Podcast, share it with others, the Delaware Blogger Podcast, leave a rating or a review. And guess what? You can check out a few other episodes too. This is number 350. Don't listen to episode one. It's still there, but it was probably really, really bad. Subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, because that is where I post the transcripts as well as the audio of all my shows. There's some blogging tips, some podcasting pointers, links to purchase, you know, my books, my basic blogging tips for beginners, my podcasting your purpose workbooks. You know, there's a lot of things on my blog. So check that out, delblogger.com. And again, I'm going to invite you to send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. If you just want to chat, I offer you a 15-minute complimentary discovery call if you're thinking about starting a podcast, if you're thinking about starting a blog. So until the next time, this is the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, wishing you and yours a beautifully blessed day. And remember, sharing is caring. So please share this podcast episode with your family, your friends, your bae, and your boo too. Until the next time, see ya. It's the DE Diva.